Well, folks, we are traveling this weekend. We are into Napa Valley, and Cake Bread Cellars has always been a favorite stop of mine. The wines have been amazing, and we are just very excited to be here. And we're with Stephanie Jacobs, and you make the wines here at Cake Bread, but you have a great new project up in Anderson Valley, and we are doing a full series feature on Anderson Valley. I love Anderson Valley, Pinot Noir paradise.
Great, thank you for having me.
First of all, let's tell folks about your endeavors up in Anderson Valley, and this is very exciting for Cake Bread Cellars.
It is. So as most people aren't familiar with Pinot Noir, or that Cake Bread makes Pinot Noir, they're more familiar with our Chardonnay, our Sauvignon Blanc, our Cab. But we have been making Pinot Noir since the mid-90s from Carneros. But we saw the potential in Anderson Valley and focus on Anderson Valley. And in 1999, we purchased our first ranch in Anderson Valley called Apple Barns. So we've been making a single vineyard Pinot Noir from Anderson Valley from Apple Barn since the early 2000s.
Anderson Valley was a area that people looked into, and some of the big names in the wine industry in Napa Valley and Sonoma have really taken up projects there. You have three wines coming from there.
Wonderful place for Pinot Noir. Really cool evenings from that marine coastal influence, and then the warm sunny days. So it really helps keep the acid accumulation and flavor profile kind of in line with sugar accumulation, and so it's just beautiful Pinot Noir up there.
It's really interesting too, as you drive through the valley, you're headed towards the coast in Mendocino County. Each mile you seem to get 1 or 2 degrees cool and get that marine influence coming in.
We're familiar with Anderson Valley. We had previously purchased some Chardonnay up there. First ranch that we purchased was right next door to a grower that we were purchasing fruit scent from. So we were familiar with the site. We started making Pinot Noir from there. It's a great open site, lots of sun, a little bit gravelly soils. The Pinot Noir did excellent, very big concentrated Pinot Noir from that site. In 2012, we purchased another vineyard. It's 2 miles west of this vineyard. It's a little bit cooler site. The marine influence has a little bit more influence there. The fog comes into that site first and then comes into the Apple Barn site, and then as it burns off from Apple Barn first and then from Anahala. And so it's a little bit cooler, a little bit more tree shaded, a little bit more loamy soils, so the wines from there are a little bit more delicate.
And it's interesting too, because 1 or 2 miles difference in two different vineyards, and you have different nuances coming out. And I think that leads us to our third wine.
It does. We do make a blend of the two ranches from Anahala and from Apple Barn. We call it Two Creeks Vineyards. There is a creek running through each of the sites. In Apple Barn, Donnelly Creek runs through Apple Barn, and then Anderson Creek runs through Anahala. So that's where we get the name Two Creeks.
It's an amazing project, and you must be very excited about the wines. We have them in front of us here, and some great food to put with them. Where would you go food-wise with these wines? You've had a little bit more experience than I have with these.
Kind of lighter meats. I really like, you know, pork and turkey and things like that, but there maybe some stews too, kind of bring out the cherry flavor in the wines.
Well, folks, we're going to enjoy each of these wines, three great Pinot Noirs from Cake Bread Cellars, and definitely make some plans this summer to visit Cake Bread Cellars right in the heart of Napa Valley and one of Napa Valley's fabled wineries. Stephanie, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.